Hi, is Jerry, certified credit risk specialist with 10 Pros.
Hi, yeah, this is Landon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Awesome to be here.
Yeah.
I see here that you're currently looking to apply for a, what is it, a auto loan?
Well, I was actually looking at transferring, like from like leasing to buying or something, but really, I'm not looking to buy a car. I was actually looking to sell, but now I'm actually instead I realize I can make money by like renting my car out on Turo. But in any case, the reason why I'm calling you back was because I gave my credit information. They were offering some credit repair services and a $5,000 credit line. So I was interested in that.
Okay. Yes, I do see here that we have spoken with you, and let's see here what the notes say. Humphrey.
Yeah. Right now, I'm just in a situation where I have a client that's late paying invoices to a number of their vendors, and so I'm just coming up with different income sources in the meantime.
Okay. So we do have to go ahead and start you with the program here, set you up with everything for that. I do need to go ahead and verify some information, okay?
Sure.
Now, I do have the pleasure of speaking with Landon. That is spelled Landon.
Yep.
Last name,
yep.
Humphrey. Humphreys.
Yep, exactly. Humphreys.
Correct. And do you have a middle initial?
Yes, yeah, middle initial is T for Thomas.
Perfect. And your physical address would be?
The physical address is 350 Meserol Street, Unit A, and that's Brooklyn, New York, 11206, or New York, either works.
Unit A, you said, right?
Yep.
How do you spell the street name?
It's Meserole.
Meserol Street. Okay, unit here. Zip code 11206, you said?
Yep, 11206.
Brooklyn, New York. Phone number appears to be 206-414-9589, right?
Yep.
Now, email address appears to be looper@google.com.
Well, it's Giga Glue, and it looks similar
Google,
to Google.
Yeah, I just realized it.
We're gonna change the name soon, kind of because
it's
of that.
GGGLUE.com. Okay.
Exactly. 3 G's. You got it.
Okay. Now, to grant us access to your credit summary, can you please verify your social security number and date of birth for me, please, in that order?
Yeah, it's 468-23-7187.
Okay.
And then.
Date of birth.
Okay, and then 5. Yep, and then 5/27/1987.
Okay. Now let's see here. With your permission, I'm going to request a soft copy of your credit report, okay? Now,
okay.
I do have to go over some authentication questions here with you. Now, these would be questions that only you would know the answers to.
Sure.
First question says, according to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan in or around February 2022. Now, would this apply to you?
Yeah, I think that's probably Hyundai Motor Finance.
Correct. Hyundai Capital America says here.
Well, there's two. So I have two different ones. There's I had one in California, and then I transferred it to one in New York, which is two different names. So. So forgive me on that one.
That's
but yeah,
okay.
It was like HCA versus HMF.
Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be HMF and now it's HCA.
Correct. Right. Now, you may have, for the same loan, can you tell me what was your monthly payment for that? What is it, $340 to $439, $440 to $539, $540 to $639, or $640 to $739?
I think it's something like $550, so I want to say $540. I've got it on auto payment, but I think it's
okay.
In the 500s.
Perfect, that's correct. And which of the following is a current or a previous employer of yours? We have here Fridays, Obscura, Republic Waste, or Botanica.
Obscura.
Correct.
Obscura, good deal.
And now, which of the following license plate number is associated with an automobile registered in your name? Now, this would we'll have four plates here, four numbers. I don't expect you to remember each and every one of them now, but if any of these ring a bell, let me know, okay?
Sure.
So the first one is reporting here is WNL979. Second one's 970MBK. Next is WRG829. And final one is LIM8572.
None of them specifically ring a bell, but maybe the second one. Can you say the second one again?
970MBK.
That's the only one that sounds kind of familiar, but none of them, actually, honestly, none of them,
Okay.
none of them were my last two license plates, I don't think.
Okay. Now, next question. That's correct. None of them the above says here. According to our records, you currently own, lease, or have owned within the past years one of the following vehicles. Now, this would be prior to March of 2018. Would it be a Ford Fusion, Plymouth Breeze, Pontiac 6000, or a Buick Century?
It'd be a Buick Century.
Correct. Next.
Was a just like a white station wagon with the wood sides. It was
Oh, nice.
real looker.
Like, oh, well, they should make me look old. They should have one of those. Nice. The grandpa wagon is a. Now, I do have your credit score here, and Equifax is currently reporting a 587 credit score. Now, does that sound about right?
It depends on where, like my FICO credit score is in the like 660s, but some of the other ones are in like the low 600s. But if there's, there might be some that are reporting in 500, so I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, and now I'm just going to go ahead and take a quick look at exactly what's being reported, and I'll let you know what I see here in a few short seconds, okay? Now, this is the updated information that was what's currently on your credit report. So we do have a partnership with the three credit bureaus, so they don't charge us to pull your report. We have the updated information, so everything's current here. So let's go ahead and see exactly what's being reported, okay?
Sure.
Let's see here, full report. Yes, please. Let's see, for Landon T. Humphreys right here. That's four. Okay, we got the credit, actually the Equifax credit summary is reporting currently one negative account. That's Hyundai Motor Financial. Well, this is already closed. Balance is zero, so let me see, why is it
Yeah,
reporting
that's probably
negative?
the old one because I refinanced a year ago,
Yes.
and I had missed like one payment, which
Yes, this
wasn't
would
because I
be
didn't have the money. That was just because they wouldn't let me set up auto payment until like I was completely aligned with the cycle or some nonsense. But anyway, I've had on-time payments for over a year now, but that might still be showing, so maybe that's part of my problem.
Yes, I see that here. It's correct. You have only one missed payment, but either way, even though one missed payment's not enough reason for them to send this account to negative. They only normally do that when you have more than four missed payments.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So we can go ahead and get this put back to your positive, because you can have positive accounts with one missed payment. Now, if that's the only thing that's affecting you right now, because I see you have positive accounts. You have five positive accounts, one with Hyundai Motor Finance. I guess this must be the newer one, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's one that's only about a year old, and then there's an
February
old
12th,
Hyundai one.
22.
Yeah, that's from California.
This one
And
has
that's
a
probably the
balance
one,
of
that's the one I missed payment on.
$13,547. So this one's currently opened. Reporting positive because on time payments. That's good. Next account that's reporting positive is Capital One from November 3rd of 2015 for a balance of 9,185. Currently opened, you have a limit of 9,500. Reporting positive. That's good. Another one from Capital One from September 14th of 2018 for $5,840. Balance limit 5,750. Open, reporting positive, so that's good. Now, SYNCB, are you familiar with them? It's PPC Bank. I don't know what that stands for. This was open January 1st of 23 for a balance of 5,146. Limit 6,000. Business currently opened.
Okay.
And
Yeah, I think that's, I want to say that's the PayPal one. It's like they're
Yeah,
associated with PayPal.
PayPal credit account, right? That's what it is here. American Express is the last one I see here reporting negative. I mean positive. I'm sorry. October 1st of 21, balance of 2,567. Limit 2,000. This is currently open. So these are good. They're currently reporting positive items to your report. Now you are aware that the more positive accounts you have on your credit report, the higher your score would be, right?
Yep, yeah, it makes sense.
So you have one hard inquiry. Are you aware of that?
It might be. I don't know if it was from the recent thing when I went on to it was the auto loan thing, which I thought I was trying to do to sell my car, but I think that's the only inquiry I made recently, but you tell me.
Okay, so it's from JS Hyundai of Valley Hyundai, I think, and it's from February 10th of 22. Are you aware that every time they do pull your report, it does lower your score 10 points, right?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I think that's when I refinanced, because that sounds like, you know, 'cause like that was a little over a year ago. So that was probably when I
Let's
refinanced.
see. Okay, so let's go ahead and see
But I should
here.
avoid doing that a lot, I
Ladies.
guess.
Yes, you should avoid or applying anywhere because minimum requires at least a 690. So if you have a 580, they're gonna keep pulling it and you're gonna keep dropping your score because they're gonna deny it because that doesn't hit minimum required. Now that way you don't harm your credit some more and just leave it the way it is. We can help you improve it. So if you add the 20, the one, the 10 points that you got deducted from the hard inquiry, you would have at least a 597, which would be nearly a 600. Now, eliminating the negative item on your account would also increase your credit score. So yeah, you would be at least at a 610. Now, based on what I see here, you do qualify for one of our programs that would help you quickly clear out these negative items on your report and help you establish positive items on it. Like I mentioned, the more positive accounts you have, the better your credit score would be. So this program would be the Success Plus program, okay? Now, this would be a three-step restoration program, which first step, we already did it. We identified the negative accounts that are affecting your credit and targeted them with dispute letters to all three credit bureaus. Now, how do we add positive accounts to your report is pretty simple. You do have access to a $5,000 trade line. Now, are you aware of what a trade line is?
I'm not sure what a trade line is, so.
Okay, how about a line of credit?
I'm familiar with line of credit, or like the PayPal one is a line of credit, but it doesn't have a card, it's just a line of credit, right?
Okay, so yes, now kind of like the same thing as the PayPal then, because it's only online credit. You don't get a credit card, therefore you can't buy gas or fast foods. Now, this trade line is up to $5,000, like I mentioned, does not generate any interest rates, therefore you only pay back what you use, and this can only be used online with nationalcreditdirect.com. Now there you can
So it's like
verify.
it's what you use to help get my accounts positive, basically.
That's correct. So that's the whole
Okay.
meaning of the trade line, is to help you report positive items on your account so that it'll improve your credit score. Now,
Okay.
since you don't generate any interest rates, we always recommend that you purchase small items on the website so you can like finish paying it off in 1 month. Make 1 monthly payments and finish them off and report more items. Now you pay the other item off, buy another item, report it, pay it off. The more items you report, the higher your score will be getting. Now, are you aware that 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history, right?
Okay, that's a big chunk. I knew it affected it, but it's like a third, or over a third, I guess.
Now, for that reason, we also provide you with a credit builder program. Now, that's where your payments to us will also be reported as positive credit
to all three credit bureaus, helping you establish a positive payment history as well increasing your credit score. Now, in this program, you do have access to your very own client portal where you can keep track of the progress you're making with the program. Now, you'll be able to see the negative items being removed and the ones that are currently being disputed, as well as the positive items being added. Now, overall, you have access to your credit summary 24/7 any day of the week without it affecting your credit. Now, normally, this program would run you $149 month to month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out once you have the credit score that you're looking for, no questions asked. Now, that I said normally because I know right now money is really hard to come by due to COVID, right? So what I want to do for you so you can take advantage of the trade line and this program is I want to go ahead and get you started with this program for a discounted price of just $119. And that'll get you access to the trade line, client portal, and I'll help you activate the program today online and get you started with the purchases. Now, would you like to start this program today for just $119 discounted price?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I read about you guys on Investopedia too, and they had good things to say. So it's like that even you know it's even though it's not the cheapest credit service, it's one of the better ones. What I hear. So.
Yes, so that's correct. Now, we do have a positive grading with the Better Business Bureau. Have been in business for more than 12 years. We actually basically took Lexington Law out of business. And, yeah, so we're pretty known nationwide. So would you like to start the program today so we can go ahead and improve your credit score? So let's go ahead.
Let's do
it. Started real quick.
So what it's in essence you need a debit card or?
It's either or. This could be credit, debit, master, either or. So what would it be using today? Would it be a Visa, master, debit, credit?
Let me check. I'm trying to think. So in this sense, I'm trying to see if I should use my personal card or a business card, since this is to repair my personal credit. I think it's got to be.
I would use a personal one.
Yep. Okay. So. I got the
ready when you're ready.
Number when you're ready. All right, yeah. So it's a Visa. I mean, I don't know. I feel better just using a debit card to pay for, even though I normally would because it's another credit. It's a credit card.
It's your choice,
so,
either or.
Let me think. It's like I could use the Capital One card. Maybe that'll be. Maybe let's do that just because it's more flexible. Mm-hmm.
Ready when you're ready.
I don't need to worry about the account I pay mine. Okay, so this one's a MasterCard. It's 5178-0575-7617-6965.
Expiration date?
Is 12/23, December 23.
And the CVV code in the bag?
Yep, it's 068.
068.
Yep.
Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and read you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $119 to be processed today. Now, standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay.
All right. I mean,
now,
any
questions or concerns before I go ahead and process the payment?
Let me just double check, Mike. Even though that account should be good, let me just log in.
Yes, and do make sure that it doesn't have the lock on it because it's gonna.
Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
It's got more than enough available credit on there.
Okay.
I just logged in.
Let's see here. Now, once the payment is authorized, you will be receiving a text message and an email. Can you let me know when you receive that from please?
Okay.
This transaction is successful. Thank you and welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, you should have already received a text message.
Okay, great. Yeah, I see the text message, and then I've got the email as well. Welcome to the Credit Pros.
Perfect. Now go ahead and open up the text message for me,
login.
Please.
Login.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go ahead and click on that.
Yep. I'll just switch you to my headset here. Hopefully you can still hear me.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the text message here. Looks like this is something.
What photo ID?
Okay. I've got an agreement here.
Mm-hmm. Now you're gonna, you should see where it says agree. I agree and continue, okay?
Yep. Right. So this thing's, yeah. So you create letters, attempt to correct errors.
Now,
it's pretty cool how this whole thing works. It's like send a bunch of letters to them. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you where you see your personal information?
Am I aware about
you should,
my personal
you should
information?
You should see your personal information after you hit on I agree and continue.
Okay. I just got to that point. Now I see what you typed in, and I should make sure it's correct.
Yes. Now,
okay.
You would need to. It's gonna after you do verify everything. It's gonna ask you to recreate a password. Okay. Let me know when
okay.
you get there.
Okay. I'm typing in the password right now.
Okay. Now it should have 8 characters long, 1 capital letter, 1 special symbol, and 1 number.
Okay. Yep, I got all that.
Okay.
All right, looks like that meets your requirements. Next up, mailing address not verified. That's okay. Choose the items you would like to dispute.
Yes, so already checked them out.
Okay.
Already checked, marked the ones that.
Oh, okay.
You see the.
All right, so
mark,
I can
right?
just leave.
Yes, you see at the bottom where
yeah,
it says,
I mean,
okay, got it?
Yep. Yeah, so we'll just hit that. I'll leave all the check marks.
Now, once you hit that, all the distance will be sent to all 3 credit bureaus at the same time. Now, you should see some additional information. Kindly verify. And now, the last message that you should see would say, welcome to the Credit Pros. We are currently building your dashboard, right?
Okay, yep, that's what it says.
Okay,
so it says, welcome to Credit Pros, let's do this.
Correct. Now,
and I can see the dashboard.
Okay, so you now have access to the client portal. Now, let me be the first one to take the time to congratulate you on taking the first step into improving your credit score. Now, it's a pleasure taking you through this journey for a better financial future. The next step would be is I would have to transfer over to our auto credit advisor, Ace, who's just going to verify that I entered all the information incorrectly and that we're not missing anything. Now, this will not take no more than 2 minutes, and it is very, very important that you do listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up, okay? Now,
okay.
I want you to stay online with me, and don't hang up for the transfer, okay? So, Landon, it was a pleasure speaking to you today. Thanks for standing with me on the line, and... You're not going to regret making this decision to improve your credit score, and welcome to the Credit Pros. So I'll be transferring
you
over right now to activate the program with the auto credit advisor. So just bear with me, and I'll be transferring you right about now.
All right.